ему духу он there was no such thing as if no one comes to the majlis, there's no majlis. Because if you're doing for that one, you'll continue with the majlis. Because you're not doing for anyone besides Allah. So if one person comes to give majlis, no one comes, you still give majlis. Because in your mind you only got one. You're not waiting why this person did not come, why that person did not come. You're not looking at numbers. A person who looks at numbers, that means he's concerned of who's coming and not coming. So acceptance is not reliant on numbers. It's still reliant on the intention we have. You alone, Allah Ta'ala accepts you. You only come to know your sincerity in a time when no one in the majlis, a few comes to, you still continue the same way. There's no effect or defect of any kind. Alhamdulillah. So my purpose is to keep him happy. So that you got nothing to worry about. Then you must not worry about eating. Too many people worry about numbers. Hey, numbers, what's kya hota hai? The numbers they want to see. All the numbers are there. Numbers, yeah, what? And Buzruk, so many murid are there, everyone present there. This one has a dua for me. There are many dua questions. Go to the mountain there. There's one person asking him. So here you find that there are so many murid there, they ask you how to make dua. There many dua questions, infinite dua questions. They went to the mountains and saw the Buzruk there. Come in the front. We went to the mountains. They saw the cave door, they got broken, they were cut dead. They got worried. So they went inside, they saw Buzruk family. Was it that leg is cut? They saw his leg was cut. And that Buzruk said, his wife accepted. So they asked him what's the reason for that. He said, for 30 years of making ibadat. One day I was heard a lady's footstep outside. Did not see the lady, heard the footstep of the lady. While she's walking, I did not know, chum chum. In that inside told me, go and see. He went towards it. But the moment he came to the entrance, he put his foot out. The foot that was left out, khatak aa gaye. This does mean a khatak hoya tha. Indication from Allah. One thing, remember one thing, anything wrong you're doing and you get inclination, don't read. You a visitor from Allah came to you. A visitor from Allah too, don't read. Your eyes may tell you go to certain places, you turn around to see a woman passing by, no one is there. You want to look towards them, you say something, say don't read. That inclination came from Allah. Allah Ta'ala has visited us. And you make sure you don't look, you appreciate that visitor. That visitor will remain with you. Every time when he tells you to do something and you stop, you want to say you don't do it, that visitor is becoming stronger, a strong relationship with you. You become so strong that day after, you become so strong in you that even if someone has to pass by, you won't even look at that person. Because you appreciate the visitor of Allah, Allah can appreciate you. They're so strong you become. Anything, for it matter of a cell phone too. A cell phone is very dangerous. You press the wrong button, you're gone. No matter how good you are, no matter how pious maybe, you press the wrong button, you're gone. So once you press the wrong button, that when it comes, it's an indication, hey, look out. Be careful. Hazrat said, when Adam alayhi salam, when Hawa was created, how beautiful she must be. Very beautiful, Allah Ta'ala created. So beautiful. And it so happened that he wanted to go towards her, which is a natural thing Allah created to man. And when he wanted to go towards her, Allah said, Sabah, frustrated. Telling us to walk around, your eyes will see something. Sabar. Why did my husband tell us in this majlis? Just for a story? You'll be faced with these kind of situations. We take the cell phone too. By mistake you press the wrong button. I'm saying by mistake. You think good of someone, you allow one question. And you saw the wrong thing and straight away katak agay. Don't do it. Allah Ta'ala told Adam Islam, sabar. Straight away he stopped. He didn't go again. Which still shows us to that when you walk in the street, go to the mall, whatever you see, if you hear the music, to them, your heart and go to stop. Iman. Every time that inclination, or someone talks to you badly, very harshly, and you become to get agitated, khatak al-inclination. This inclination is a visit from Allah. And one should begin to appreciate that visitor by following him and abiding to that inclination. That inclination becomes part of you. He's no more your visitor, he's part of you now. He's no more your visitor. He prevents you from all the wrong thereafter. He will make sure you will not let do any wrong. If your eyes only go to wrong, you say, don't do it, khalas, you don't do it. It becomes so strong. As long as you follow that inclination on that Allah, that visit from that. You must think to yourself that the moment you commit a sin, and this kind of thought came into your mind to commit and you did not do, that inclination of Allah, the visit from Allah, appreciate it. You're driving the car to some eyes went to say to yourself, appreciate that, do not look. Stay with it. The cell phone is the worst thing to leave. That is the something that will be alone, because see, when you're among people, it's very easy to keep away from all the wrongs. But when you're alone, that is something else. That's why to stay very pure at the time alone, the reward is something else. The reward is something else. Because when you are among people, you may be doing for the sake of the people. The fear of the people, what they'll say to you. But when you are alone and no one else besides you and Allah, and at that time you got all the do it, never mind one time do it. Shaitan will do it one time, never mind look at it one time do it. But because your relation with Allah Ta'ala becomes so, what happened to you now? Straight away it stops you from it. You make sure you don't look at it. So when you're alone with something else, then you become more stronger. That inclination, I want you to remember that inclination. Inclination is a visit from Allah Ta'ala. So when you get that inclination, appreciate it. Appreciate the inclination no matter what, even if it comes to anger too. The moment you get angry with someone, no matter who it is, that inclination, don't do it, that instant, don't get angry. The moment don't get angry, Allah will get angry with you, what will happen to you? That inclination comes into you, it's a visit of Allah. Stop, sit down. When you abide to this kind of inclination, whether in your offices too, you get all types of situation in office. A person does something wrong to you. Now you, what? He's above you, under you, you can say whatever you want. You begin to say all kind of things to him, but when you stay in the company of pious people, conditions come into you where it reminds you, don't do it. So these inclinations with invitation from Allah is supposed to be appreciated in a way that it must not be followed. Not be followed. They tell you for a moment you want to speak something and it's riba, bad by it. The moment, don't do it. The moment you say don't do it, you have to say, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. As you say, your eyes will not go wrong places, your zuban will go wrong. I'm not going to say the wrong thing. Your mother told you something. Your ustad told you something. Your enemy told you something. Everyone told you something. But the moment they tell you, this is what you call inclination when you come quiet to them, you die. Don't do it. So appreciate this thing. Appreciate all the time. You must appreciate it. Then that thing will remain with you. Then you are alone too. You do all the right things. You do something wrong to pray. You know what? Don't do it. You're not supposed to do it. Now it becomes part of you. It stops you from doing all the wrong things. Because why? You appreciate it. Like anger something, you get angry very quickly. No. This is what it is. That appreciating. So look at that Buzruk. He went, he's put his leg out. The moment he's put, say 30 years in the Ibadah, 30 years. Just imagine his relationship with Allah is so strong. For 30 years, he He was making ibadat. That one day only he saw, do not trust yourself to. Teaching her, do not trust yourself, trust on Allah. Do not trust on your actions to. Do not trust on Allah. Only Allah Ta'ala can protect you. So the moment you put left foot inside, out. 30 years of ibadat in this outcome. Inclination came, oh, what happened? 30 years, this is what you did to me. You don't know when the relationship comes to Allah Ta'ala, something else, then Allah Ta'ala also wants you. Allah doesn't want to prevent you from committing sins too. Then he advised me. So the moment he saw that, he said, no, this leg of mine, but the Muslim said, you mustn't do that, you don't cut your leg. He cut his leg and left it there, reminding him, this is the reason, this leg cannot be in my body. Who sent me to Jabalpur, who took me to Jahannam, the wrong road, it must not be in my body, he cut it there. So we have to be very careful how we live. This is what the biggest lesson today, which Allah Ta'ala put in my heart now. It is not the subject we discussed it. But just that Allah Ta'ala put in my heart, remember this inclination that will come into your heart. Please appreciate your eyes open for Fajr Namaz. One is your eyes open, this coincidence, and you woke up like a big buzruk and went to the masjid. One is you want your eyes open and saying you don't sleep, you sleep. What? Huh? No. Immediately, no. Inclination. Who woke me up? Allah got me. What? He's waiting for me. He's waiting for me. Inclination. He's waiting for me. Let me wake up and go. No matter what it is, let me go. This is what it must be. I must go meet him. Not that sometimes, you know, you got in one josh. Every day of your life, most difficult time, you know, the alarm went on, you looked at one eye, said, let me put it off and sleep away. No. You open, look to one eye and you open your two eyes. I'm waking up. Why? Why? Every day of your life, no matter what it is, that your eyes are wake up. Inclination is gone. This is what you call inclination. That you appreciate that visitor Allah Ta'ala to you. You appreciate Allah Ta'ala appreciates you more. Man taqarraba. When you go towards Allah Ta'ala one step, Allah Ta'ala comes two steps. You don't know. You come one step, Allah comes two steps. When you run to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala grabs you. Allah Ta'ala grabs you. So appreciate these things. Appreciate these things. Allah Ta'ala sabko naseeb karam. Tasawwuf tehzeeb akhlaaq ka naam hai. No, people read what tasawwuf. Kitab on tasawwuf and all that. What's the purpose of tasawwuf? To bring about a revolution in your akhlaaq. The bad qualities that you have in you, the bad ailments that you have in you, whether it's anger, pride, greed, love for the world, all those things are. You have to change that to bring about a better quality in your life. A civilized life. That's called the tasawwuf. That's called the tasawwuf. People do not understand. Farmaya tasawwuf suluk ka naam, wazifa ka naam hai. Tasawwuf does not mean to read wazifas. You find people and ladies the whole day, there is so much of wazifa, they don't want wazifa. If you look at the list they got, the heavy, the grocery list they got. What a grocery list they got, you don't do that much too. Sometimes they say, Ya Allah, I can't even do quarter of the amount they doing. So they are wazifas only. Or ye bhi nahi ke wazifa bekar hai. We can't say wazifa is bekar also. We can't say wazifa is bekar also. Very good. Wazifa is very good. But you must know how to be. Matlab ye hai ke sirf wazifa par ikhtifa karna, isna ki tadbeer, ikhtifa karna, ye durust nahi hai. The purpose, the reason is this, but that you just take a wazifa and carry on. You're reading all kind of wazifa, but you're not making an islah. You're making wazifa for so many years, up to now you get anger in you. Anyone come, you get angry with them. You made so many years you are making wazifa, so much wazifa you're doing, so much wazifa, but yet up to now, you look at a person with a bad eye. You look at a person with a bad eye. You look at him with jealousy. You look at him with pride, you look down at him, Yet you're sitting on namaz reading Quran all the time, reading wazifas all the time, reading all kind of wazifas reading. But next moment you see that person, when you see a person coming, look at him and see, hey, this person is looking down at him. So as he says, wazifa istiwa karna iska ki tadbeer pe iska na karna ye durust nahi hai. What your wazifa, the most important thing is to bring about a civilization in your life, to bring up the correct character in your life, to bring about the correct morals in your life. My dear friend, it is not easy. If a person is a bark, you know, for so many years, he has anger in him, he has pride in him, you don't expect it to go away until he works hard to stay in the company of a pious person for a very long time. Means continuously, does not that you can stay with him, but to go by him all the time and be sincere. And slowly Allah Ta'ala will change him too, that the bad quality that he had in him, that he had anger in him, he got pride in him, looked down at arrogance he had in him, he got greed in him, he got the worst, all the what, jealousy, all those things he had in him, gradually that slowly will go away, that he has to work towards it. He does not want to be, for some time he has to work with it. Look at Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali, look at Hazrat Rashid Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, they should spend 6 months and how many months to buy Hazrat Thani, Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah. Very great Muslims, but they spend so much of time. And on they want to go and put themselves right. Because they always think to themselves, I am not reformed yet. You and I, little but for 1 month, we got no anger, we are reformed. You and I for 1, 2 months or 3 months or 1 year, we did not make one takbirullah and the king. You and I were like that, that if you know, we have little bit of anger gone for some time. Gussa, I know gussa, anger, gussa, pretendence. No, I wish my, I know I'm good. But yet, they were, they say, hum kuch bhi rahe. I'm nothing. Up till now, we have not done anything. So look at what they should do and what we are doing. So as he says, islah ki tadbeer ikhtiyar na karna, ye durust nahi hai. You must use different means of islah. You don't have to look at a book, you have to have someone to guide you. Sometimes you think this is bribe, it's not bribe. So many things you have to know about this, so that's why one side with it. Zikr ka ta dawam aur woh bhi dher chadi ka, aaj kal bilkul durust nahi hai. Today to make zikr jihad means loudly, you know how they do? La ilaha illallah. You know, they shake their head, their neck, everything do. The next morning, their neck is broken. No. That is why you need a share. Because you read the books, you know, of all the buzuk before us. They could do all that. They could put their one leg on the, or on one leg and stand the whole night too. They could put upside down the tree and they stand and make ibadah too. Ibadat is zikr too. They could do, they could see and sit in the sea and sit in the 1 hour, whole day, can sit, whole night. They could do that, but now you read that kitab, they could do that too. You get dead muzul there. You don't need all those things. We don't need all those things. What we need this in this time is when make whatever is prescribed to you, how he tells you to do more, don't do more than that. When he tells you do that, just do that. If he tell you read this kitab, read that kitab. You want to read your own kitab? Today what? How to buy kitabs? Everything is on kitab now. Buy whatever he prescribed for you, must do that. But no more you want his prescription, you want your own prescription. Today people are, you want your own prescription. I bought this kitab, what will I do? Buy it, read it, dead. You bought it, what must I do? Did you ask? Alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah, thank Allah Ta'ala. Before Hazrat Ji passed away, you know, that 1 year I went, I bought a few kitab and showed Hazrat Ji. It was something with only akhlaq. But many important things today, my dear friends, is your morals and conducts. If you put your morals and conducts, you are made on according to your conduct and morals. You can be whatever you want, you can read whatever in Humal Namaz, you can read Kumal Quran. If your morals and conducts are not right, you're not. Do you know something? I was reading a kitab. It could be a hadith. A person, he can make all his ibadat, but if he's got bad conduct in him, and bad morals in him, there is a veil between him and Allah. There is a veil between him and Allah. That veil will always keep him away from Allah. Called parda, you call parda veil. But the moment he has good character in him, and good morals in him, and good conduct in him, that veil opens up. Many a time the person may not be so much of wazifas, may not read so much of Nafil Namaz, may not read so much of Quran and all that. But because he has this quality of good moral conduct and habits, that they surpass those people who make so much ibadah at night. They surpass them who make so much ibadah at night, who kept so much fast during the day, they surpass them too. Merely because of this conduct, what you call morals. These morals have to be made. You don't know when you got morals in you, you win people. You win people. And morals at home is most important. The conduct at home must be very important. So Islam ki tadbeer ko istar karna karna hai durust nahi. You must make your istar, you mean what must I do about this Islam? I've got this anger in me. I'm making namaz everything. I'm making wazifa. I've got anger in me. What is the means? Don't just go and ask. Try to implement it. You have to implement it. You know, you go to a doctor, the doctor gives you a very, very, you know what, bitter medicine. Doctor, I can't take it. You can go fly kite. You don't, if you want to come right, you take the bitter medicine. You have to take a bitter medicine. That's the only way you can come right, whether you like it or not. Now you don't say the doctor. Doctor say, you don't take the medicine, you die. You take the medicine very happily. You can't push it down, you still take it down. Why? Likewise too, when the Shaykh prescribes a certain thing for you as an anger, you got to know, then this is what you have to do. You must bow down to his prescription and do whatever he says. Then only you will achieve whatever you get. Zikr, dawa, modi, jihad. I just mentioned now, as he says, that when you're making zikr also, do not shake your ears and neck and everything properly. That, you know, one friend of mine, Allah Akbar, when he makes zikr, his daughter says, what's happened to you? His daughter gets worried. The way he shakes his neck, what do I think you take? She gets worried for father. The Hazri says, if you get rage or phate kamro ho jaye, you know these veins of ours. Don't read books and do zikr, please. Then those people, they were there, Allah gave him some other powers there. We are very weak. Look at rain come down, you go out and get yourself, your nose are leaking too. You can't bear this rain here, what is well done? So just to tell you this much, that do not read those books until let me do whatever they say. The Hazri says, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. First, make a zikr. Nothing to do more than that. Staying from here east to west, there to where they do. So Hazrat, dimaag mein khushki aur dil mein ikhlas khali ho jayenge. By you not listening, if you do what you want to do, then what will happen? Even if you can, your mind will go wrong too. The liver and the mind going wrong, you know, you get heart attack too. You, instead of benefiting, your heart getting harm in the heart too. Agar koi kahe ke ziyad, then Hazrat says, if someone says, nah, read this na kitab. Why let that kitab carry on, you do your kitab. Someone told Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat, you know, hey, what an answer he gave. Hazrat, he says, we got benefit from your kitab so much that even we did not get benefit from Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Ali. What an answer he gave. Hum chote hai, to hum chote ke liye fayda karte. Wo bade logo ke fayda. What an answer he gave. What is that? Is what you call, this is what you call humility. Many things happen, like today, you know, then you tell Maulana, you know, your bayan was so good, you know what, the other bayan was not so good. He said, no, you won't say, you know, that one is better than me, you know, he's starting in Jazakallah. And hear what he says? What the thing he said? He said, those kind of people, we are not of that people, that what for they had, what strength they had. We are weak, for weak, why kitab is right, for that, for the other kitab. Just imagine, you see. So, ye cheez hai humara andar hai nahi. We haven't got this in you. The one who started with, you know, mashallah, you speak nice Bukhari Sharif, and that could don't teach that. He said that that's all your dimaag, you're thinking like he's even better than me too. You don't think like that. So whatever you do, don't just read a kitab or just a book and then decide doing those things, because by doing those things, you can cause more harm to you. Aaj ka qawa usse mutaham in lain. Qawa means your body cannot take those things. Cannot accept those things. You are too weak. Hamara Hazrat Maulana Thani ka bilkul mana maange. So maine nahi kaha tha azkar bekar hai. Ye kehta hu ki unhi par ittefa nahi karna. I'm not saying that azkar or zikr and all is useless. It is there, it is meant. But do not rely on that. Do not rely on that. But put yourself akhlaq ke durust karne ki tadabeer aur tarikh istemal kiye jaye. To tasawwur ki baat hogi. Until unless you do not put this other. Unless you do not put the other. Akhlaq hai. Jab tak akhlaq bilkul mahatab na ho jayega, tasawuf nahi aaya. Listen to this. What are you talking? These are things you were put in that once more in a few words. Jab tak akhlaq bilkul mahatab na ho jayega. Until unless you have not civilized yourself completely with the akhlaq, put your akhlaq completely, tasawuf nahi aaya. You do not even smell of tasawuf. You didn't get a smell of tasawuf. That's the meaning of it. People read tasawuf with what? You can read the biggest kitab of tasawuf. Does not make any meaning. You don't become Sufi. The most important thing is your akhlaq. You have to make your work towards your akhlaq every way. Or wo bhi badal jab malaka matlub hai. Anything must be done with perfection. One person has to say, maamuli akhlaq ka husud tasawuf ka maksud nahi hai. One small thing, you know, something happens to you, you say, tasawuf, nahi. Agar 10 rupiye gum ho gaye, to cheni bechin na hui. If you lost 10 rand, you're not affected. That's nothing. Lekin, khatukhana khasta, 1,000 rand and 100,000 rand, or your few shop got stolen, machan lage, to maqam sabar hasil nahi hua. The moment you lost your house, the moment you lost your shop got looted, at that time, instead of how you, the 10 rand or 100 rand you lost, it did not affect you. They have the same effect with the shops also. The sabar must be the same kind. That is a coincidence that you had won 10 rand. The 10 rand won't talk about it. That 100,000 you lost. And that too, the sabar you made. No, it's the same. But he says, maamuli baat par gussa nahi aaya. You know, he says that machalne lage, maqam sabar hasil nahi hua. The moment you lost something big, you start thinking, you lost your sabar too. You lost your patience, you got to misbehave. That's not the thing. Maamuli baat par gussa nahi aaya. Small person, someone told something very mild, you know, something very softly. No effect. Hey, you know, you are like this. You are like this. It didn't affect you. Right? Or kisi ne sadi hui maa ki gaadi de di. Your mother is like that, your father is like that, your brother is like that, you are like that, your mother is like that. What? You're talking about my mother? Khalas, you lost the battle. You lost your father. You got no tasawuf in you. You got no sabar in you. So you see, gussa aa gaya, to hilm hasil nahi ho. The moment someone took off with about your mother so bad, I'm teaching you what Hazri writing here. It's very easy for you, someone just swore you one word and carried on, just smiled at him. But he told you your mother is like that too. No. And what was bad thing they tell you about your mother too? When that person told Imam Abu Hanifa, you know, I want to marry your mother. You think it's a small thing? He said, no, I'll ask her, come with me. And when sabar, he carried on even the moment he opened the door, when he looked back, that man passed away. He said, no man ka sabar ne Allah ta'ala ka sabar. The sabar of no man, Allah ta'ala ka sabar. So what are you talking? One person, there was a small thing, very quickly you will be sabar. The time when someone said the worst thing under the sun, the worst thing, and there's nothing more worse than your mother and father. Nothing worse than. And then you know, you still tolerate it, and to make sabar and walk away, smile. Mamuli paakar gussa naya, kisi ne kheli hui gazal in sirf wazifo par itibar karne wala yaad rakho, aksar behtar bigad jayega. As he's saying, remember what I'm saying. Just merely making wazifas on them and don't have this college what I'm talking about. You can worse. You become worse. Bohut kam saman hoga. Hazrat wala ne farmaya ki ek jahil zakir raat ko masjid mein zikr bhi jahil kar. One jahil one, you make a zikr in a mosque. Ek din, if you make zikr loudly, so one musafir came there, bichara, he was very tired. So he sat there in a mosque. No matter how tired he is, bichara. And he slept away. Now when he's sleeping, now he's actually, you know what I mean, what he's doing? Snoring. And he's snoring, even though he's changing cars there. He's snoring at that time, when he's so tired, they're only changing gears there. So this person can't bear the thing. So he shook him up, he said, what's wrong with you? So he got up from his sleep, he said, oh God. Again he started making the zikr, and he started making noise again. So what do you think, Nazir said? The Buzu said, that man killed him. That man killed him. He killed him. Why? He did not have in him that akhlaq or something. Like you and I, when making zikr, the wife call you kill her. Not with word, you kill her. He said, you do your work. So what is the benefit? Your akhlaq must be the best. If somebody walk in a mosque, you read in your Quran, if someone comes and he doing his work, it will not affect you. So kharaat wa nukat. Musafir. Because as I say, isi tarah. So fajr ke waqt jab namaz aaye to dekha ki masjid mein khoon hai. They came, they found only blood there. And this is what happened. The masjid mein khoon mein hone de, to zikr al-azab. So this is what it is. You can make zikr, you can make whatever you want, but please put your akhlaq. The zikr must be only a medication. It's not a medication, it's assisting you only. To assist you for your akhlaq. If you cannot, the zikr does not assist you for the akhlaq, then by that zikr you have no benefit at all. So make dua to Allah, salat, whatever I've said. Allah Ta'ala amal tarif tawfiq wa qul ta'awun alhamdulillah rabbil alamin rabbana atina fid dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar rabbana zalamna anfusana wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin wa sallallahu ta'ala ala sayyidina muhammadin wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.